This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's top military officer, General Valeriy Zaluzhny, in an interview with the Washington Post, expressed frustration that observers, particularly Ukraine's allies from the West, believes the nation's long-anticipated counteroffensive is moving slowly. Reporting from Kyiv, correspondent Anna Chernikova talked with VOA's Flashpoint program more about the general's frustrations.
He said that it's important to understand that every centimeter of Ukrainian land which is liberated with this counteroffensive is actually lives and blood of Ukrainian soldiers. So he expressed hope that everyone will be patient. Also, he mentioned that in order to make this counteroffensive quicker and successful, Ukrainian army, of course, needs more equipment, more ammunition, and especially F-16 jets. He highlighted this pretty much because air support is extremely important at this point.
In remarks at the National Press Club, Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley says he does not share concerns the Ukrainian counteroffensive is moving slowly.
Happening slower than computers might have said or other people might have said, yes. What I had said was this is going to take 6, 8, 10 weeks. It's going to be very difficult. It's going to be very long. And it's going to be very, very bloody. And no one should have any illusions about any of that.
Young rioters clashed with police and looted stores overnight Friday in a fourth night of unrest in France, triggered by the deadly police shooting of a teen, piling more pressure on President Emmanuel Macron after he appealed to parents to keep children off the streets and blamed social media for fueling the violence. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council has voted unanimously to immediately end its peacekeeping operation in Mali, a country grappling with an Islamic insurgency for over a decade. Council was responding to a demand from Mali's military junta, which is supported by mercenaries from Russia's Wagner group. Their resolution, adopted on Friday, terminates the mandate of the peacekeeping mission right away. It orders the mission to start the withdrawal on Saturday of more than 15,000 personnel. The pullout is to be completed by the end of the year. Mali has struggled to contain an Islamic extremist insurgency since 2012. The military junta's hiring of Wagner mercenaries has strained its relationship with the international community. Police in western Kenya report at least 48 people were killed in a road accident late Friday when a truck carrying a shipping container lost control and drove directly into several other vehicles in a roadside market. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Police Commander Tom Odira said the truck was traveling on a highway between the towns of Kiriko and Nakuru when the driver lost control, ramming into 8 vehicles, several motorcycles, and pedestrians, many of whom were at roadside businesses. Witnesses said the truck was sounding its horn and appeared to try to avoid the vehicles before the final collision. The police commander said the death toll stood at 48 as of late Friday, with at least 30 seriously injured. He warned the death toll could rise. Kenyan leaders, including President William Ruto, expressed their condolences following the accident. Transportation officials said rescue efforts will be followed by an investigation into exactly what happened. The death toll makes it one of the most deadly accidents on Kenya's roads in recent years. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
A Biden administration review of the 2021 departure of U.S. forces from Afghanistan found that during both the Trump and Biden administrations, there were insufficient senior-level considerations of worst-case scenarios. AP correspondent Mike Kempen explains.
Taliban took key cities far faster than most U.S. officials expected, and the fate of Kabul became unclear. The report says State Department personnel began receiving an overwhelming number of incoming calls and messages from lawmakers, other government agencies, and the public, pleading for help saving people trapped in the country. According to the review, staff working to facilitate the evacuation faced confusing guidance that wasn't attuned to real-world conditions at the time. Chaos ensued at Kabul's airport, where 13 U.S. troops and about 170 Afghans died in a suicide bombing. I'm Mike Hempen.
You'll find more at VOAnews.com. Again, VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.